Farmer with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KVOE News Time is 8:59, which is Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to be joined by Clarence Fry and Heather Siebert of Flint Hills Mall. We are talking food coming up this weekend.
Frenchie, good morning.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Doing good. How are you today?
We're doing awesome.
Good to hear. Heather, how about you?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for asking.
Well, hey, thank you so much for joining us, taking some time to join us. Big weekend. Boy, weather's going to be absolutely perfect for this Foodapalooza at Flint Hills Mall. We'll kind of set the scene for those who may not be familiar with this, Clarence. What is the Foodapalooza format?
Well, the format is that we have invited several trucks, food trucks here to the mall parking lot, and we've done it a couple of times now. This will be our third time doing it. Basically, that's everything from barbecue to popcorn to Mexican food, and people can come out and enjoy all the food that they want and sample what they want, and we'll have a little contest also with the people's choice, and we'll have a judge's choice selection also.
Outstanding. Heather, how much work has gone into getting us ready for Foodapalooza here this weekend?
Let me tell you, all the research I have done to try to find as many trucks in this area, it's been a lot of work, but it's very satisfying to see the hundreds of people that show up and eat and just have a great time.
Well, yeah, that was my next question, Heather. You've had good success with this because people seem to really enjoy this, don't they?
I am very proud of the Flint Hills Mall and Frenchie and myself. There's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that goes into these events, and it's my personal favorite that we have here at the mall. Everybody loves food. There's no second-guessing that. So why not get all kinds of different food together and just enjoy it together?
All right. So what's the lineup here for Saturday?
All right. I have a list of trucks here. So the trucks that we will be having at our event on Saturday include the Flint Hills Tech College Fusion Truck, Poppin' For You to Kettlecorn, JD's Wood-Fired Pizza, Hogman's Barbecue, Daily Station, Simonelli's Mobile Kitchen, the Twisted Kitchen, Lazy Butt Barbecue, and Mi Santojitos. Those are the 9 trucks we'll be having this weekend.
Well, great, and you'll have these set up, obviously, in the mall parking lot. So, Heather, what time do things get going?
All right, lunch starts at 11 a.m. We did shift the time slightly from the last couple we've had, so we decided to start at 11 for lunch. The event does end at 3 o'clock, but all of the trucks have been invited to stay as long as they want throughout the day, either until they run out of food or they just think it's time to go.
Gotcha. Heather, how important is it, I guess maybe you mentioned here that you've been doing some hunting here to expand the radius of the event and get more a regional flavor, pun fully intended here for that, but how important is it to see the local food truck community and the food truck business sector burgeoning? Because it seems like, you know, just over the last 3 months, we've seen several food trucks coming on board here locally and offering services to the community.
I think it's incredibly important. The absolute first trucks I reach out to every time are our Emporia food trucks. So they get number one priority to come and set up, and then after I contact everybody here, then I start reaching out a little bit further. I am a born and raised Emporian, and I feel very strongly about supporting our local businesses.
All right, 11 a.m. start time. It is go time, Foodapalooza at Flint Hills Mall this Saturday. Well, Clarence, how are things going on overall? How are things going overall at the mall right now?
Well, things are going pretty good. You know, unfortunately, last month, like everybody knows, I think we lost Coach's grill and bar down there to a fire. We still haven't worked out all the details of that, but we should hear something soon. But hopefully some good will come of that, and we'll have some news this week or next week. But things are really kind of looking up. We've expanded a couple of our merchants here. They've moved to larger locations, and hopefully we can get some businesses in here I know we've got some new businesses coming into town. At least that's what folks have been talking about. And hopefully they'll land at the mall, too.
We certainly hope that. So good to see some activity at the theater, though, once again, huh?
Oh, yeah. They've had some really, really good shows there. A lot of increase in sales there. Yeah, looking really good.
Outstanding. Heather, what else is coming up here for the mall? Because you always seem to have at least something on weekends that's game planning and partying to get folks back into the mall here over the last few months.
You know me too well. Yes. coming up soon, we will be having a painting class coming up. I will have that announced on Facebook soon. Malloween will be here before we know it. So just start planning your Halloween costumes. And then if you blink a second time, Christmas will be here. So Santa will be coming back to the mall this Christmas.
Looking forward to it. But this weekend, it is Foodapalooza. Starts at 11 out at Flint Hills Mall. Clarence, good to talk to you as always.
Thanks, Clarence.
You bet, guys.
All right, Heather, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Heather.
Of course, guys. Have a great day.
All right, you too, Heather Siebert and Clarence Frenchy Fry with the Emporia Flint Hills Mall. Foodapalooza. That's fun.
Foodapalooza
Saturday.
And
it tastes really good.
Oh, man. Can't wait. 11 o'clock Saturday morning. We'll have the story coming up here later on today.
KVOE Live in Local Land, our Newsmaker 2 brought to you by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell at CB Financial. Craig feels the income is the outcome that matters. CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. It's 904.
Look and feel your best when you make an appointment with Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. Enjoy some